Well, good evening and welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I'm your host tonight, Lennis, and the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Now, one question per caller. Please, so everyone gets opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. Now, the chat room is open. Our moderator normally would be Miss Nina, but we've got a guest. We've got Sheha, who's our intuitive life coach, working the chat room. So thank you, Sheha, for coming in to help out. Like I said, everybody, she's an intuitive life coach, so if you in a career, should you move, promotion, quit a job, she's the lady that you want to talk to. So let me invite guest 935, guest 935-5631, and guest 935-45. Welcome to the show. Also, welcome 216, 412, and 213. Welcome to the show. Now, for more information to schedule a private reading, you can go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. We do readings Monday through Friday, 11 in the morning till 7 p.m. at night. Now, if no one's told you they love you today, well, I do, and Miss Nina does, and so does Sheha. Yes, indeedy. And I want to say, when you go to the website, please subscribe. Tell your family, your friends. Go to the website and subscribe. And if you want to make a donation, you know, you may or may not want a reading, but even if you do, you can also donate on our site, and that keeps us going on the air as well as the website. So tonight, a lot of stuff to cover. First thing, I'm going to do prayers, but I'm going to do two prayers, one for healing and one for hurting, and I'll explain. But let's do our main prayer that opens the show. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony, and we are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. Okay, now, and I'll tell you why I'm doing this prayer for hurting and healing. I don't know if everybody, y'all have heard about the accident that happened on the East Coast with the limo driver. 20 people were involved. And so I read about it today, and it really touched my heart because four sisters died together that were supporting the sister. Well, if you've read the story, you know that a couple had got married back up in the summer. Well, the wife, it was her 30th birthday, and so they all gathered together, got in this limo, and they were going to some club or whatever to celebrate her 30th birthday, which was smart on their behalf to take a limo because, you know, you want to drink and have fun and, you know, you want to get home safely. Well, anyway, the limo driver had an accident, and not only did he die, you know, like I said, 20 people in total. So this prayer for hurting hearts is for them. And if you need it, geez, you know, please take it to heart for yourself. Okay, this is the first one, the prayer for hurting hearts. God, there are so many people who are hurting deeply tonight. Even though they may put on a brave face, you know every detail of their lives. Wrap your arms around them tonight and fill them with peace and give them hope, God. So be it. Okay, now this one is for healing. God, help those who feel hopeless and whose pillows are soaked with tears. Send your spirit to comfort them and minister them back to life. I pray for those who feel lonely and feel like they don't matter. I pray for those who need a financial miracle. I pray for those who are sick and need healing in their bodies and minds. I pray for healing in broken hearts, and I pray for healing in relationships. Lord, restore their love. I pray for healing for our family members who are sick as well as friends. Please give them peace. so be it, your will be done. Okay, now, I got to tell you this. So last night, just at the end of the show, I did the horoscopes. And I did a little bit different this time. I said, these are God's assigning duties to each zodiac sign. Okay, so this is like a message from God. Hear me well. But these are the duties. Now, I do understand that in the Bible that there is mention of the zodiac signs, all 12 of them. So I saw this years and years ago, but I don't remember where in the Bible, so don't ask me. But it is listed in the Bible. So before I start the show and take calls, I want to complete this. It was only three more, but since it's the early part of the show, I'll go ahead and do all 12 right now, and it'll be done. Okay? So these are God assigning duties to each zodiac sign. Beginning with you, Aries. To you, Aries, I give the seed first that you might have the honor of planting it. That for every seed you plant, 1 million more will multiply in your hands. You will not have time to see the seed grow, for everything you plant creates more that must be planted. You will be the first to penetrate the soil of people's minds with my idea. But it is not your job to nourish the idea nor to question it. Your life action, Aries, and the only action I ascribe to you is to begin making men aware of my creation. So, for your good work, Aries, I give you the virtue of self-esteem. To you, Taurus, I give the power to build the seed into substance. Your job is a great one requiring patience, for you must finish all that has been started, or the seeds will be wasted to the wind. You are not to question nor change your mind in the middle, nor to depend on others for what I ask you to do. For this I give you, Taurus, the gift of strength. Use it wisely. To you, Gemini, I give the questions without the answers, so that you may bring to all an understanding of what people see around them. You will never know why people speak or listen, but in your quest for the answer, you will find my gift, Gemini, of knowledge. To you, Cancer, I ascribe the task of teaching people about emotion. My idea is for you to cause them laughter and tears so that all they see and think develops fullness from inside. For this, I give you, Cancer, the gift of family, that your fullness may multiply. To you, Leo, I give the job of displaying my creation in all its brilliance to the world. But you must be careful of pride, Leo, and always remember that it is my creation, not yours. For if you forget this, people will scorn you. There is much joy in the job I give you, if you but do it well, Leo. For this, Leo, I give you the gift of honor. To you, Virgo, I ask for an examination of all that humankind has done with my creation. You are to scrutinize their ways sharply and remind them of their errors so that they, through them, my creation may be perfected. For doing this, I give you, Leo, the gift of purity of thought. To you, Libra, I give the mission of service, that humans will be mindful of their duties to others, that they may learn cooperation as well as the ability to reflect on the other side of their actions. I will put you everywhere there is discord, and for your efforts, Libra, I will give you the gift of love. To you, Scorpio, I give a very difficult task. You will have the ability to know the minds of the other people, but I do not permit you to speak about what you learn. Many times you will be pained by what you see, and in your pain you will turn away from me and forget that is not I, but the perversion of my idea that is causing you pain. You will see so much of humankind that you will come to know them as animals and will wrestle so much with the animal instinct in yourself that you will lose your way. But when you finally come back to me, Scorpio, I have a gift for you, a supreme gift of purpose. To Sagittarius, I ask that you make people laugh, for amidst their misunderstandings of my idea, they become bitter. Through laughter, you are to give people hope, and through hope, turn their eyes back to me. You will touch many lives, if but for a moment, and you will know the restlessness in every life you touch. To you, Sagittarius, I give the gift of infinite abundance, that you may spread wide enough to reach every corner of darkness and bring it light. To you, Capricorn, I ask the toil of your brow, that you might teach people to work. Your task is not an easy one, for you will feel all of humankind's labors on your shoulders. But the yoke of your burden contains the responsibility of your brothers and sisters, to which I put in your hands, Capricorn. To you, Aquarius, I give the concept of the future that people might see other possibilities. You will have the pain of loneliness, for I do not allow you to personalize my love, but for turning people's eyes to new possibilities, I give the gift of freedom, Aquarius, that in your liberty you may continue to serve humankind wherever they need you. To you, Pisces, I give the most difficult task of all. I ask you to collect all the world's sorrows and return them to me. Your tears are to be ultimately my tears. The sorrow you will absorb is the effect of people's misunderstanding of my idea, but you are to give them compassion that they may try again. For this is the most difficult task of all. I give you the greatest gift of all. You will be the only one of my 12 children to understand me. This gift of understanding is for you, Pisces. For when you try to spread it to humankind, they will not listen. Okay, that's your horoscopes for October. What God's got planned for you, huh? Okay, now, if you guys have been listening to my Wednesday show in the studio with Linus. Of course, it's not up this month, but it will be. I've had this guest on a couple of times. His name is Harry Petsanis, P-E-T-S-A-N-I-S, and this man is the truth. I mean, the perspective we have on life, the way he breaks it down, makes you sit back and go, yeah, it really does. It makes you think about it. So anyway, Harry's book is out. He's going to be on the show. I'm definitely going to have him on before the end of the month, but he will be on as a semi-regular November and December and possibly January. So his website is www.mindsets, that's MINDS.com. Now, there's two books. I want you to go to his website, but there's two books, and the first one you definitely want to read is The Truth is a Lie. Oh, my God. If you guys had listened to any of the shows that he's been on with me, The Truth is a Lie. And his second book is The Logical Path to Life. Okay, that's Harry Petsanis, www.mindsets.com. Check him out, y'all. It'll blow your mind. That's what I'm going to tell you. It'll just blow your mind. And, in fact, you can also check with Sheha because she listened in on one of the shows as well. So do check that out. Okay, well, I think we're ready to begin. As I always say, y'all, it is my honor and my pleasure to answer your questions to the best of my ability, but the ultimate is up to you, you know, whether you listen or you, you know, go by the guides that I give you. So let's begin. First caller is area code 216. You're on the air with Linus. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
How you doing? This is Desi?
Is that
Desi?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Need some water. Could you spell your name for me so I don't want to do it wrong?
Okay, D-E-S-M-O-N-D.
Uh-huh. Oh, Desmond. Okay, now I got you. Well, welcome, Desmond, to the show. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Not bad. How about
okay,
yourself?
Okay. Huh?
Yeah, I had a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Question. Yeah, I was thinking about starting like a mall, like a little going to like apartments and cleaning people apartments, but or
oh,
that
maintenance.
Is...
Yeah, are you thinking about opening up a maintenance building? Building. Listen to me, a maintenance business. That's what you want to
yeah,
do.
Yeah,
that's good. You know,
cleaning,
you can go anywhere with that business. Mm-hmm. Apartments,
yeah.
Businesses, condos, houses even. Okay. So what you want to know, if you go into that business, will it be fruitful for you? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah. I mean, just for right, either I just need that for right now. That's not my long call, but if I could do that right now, if it's either between that or going back to a 9-to-5. So I really don't, I mean, I got to do what I got to do, but I really don't want to go back to a 9-to-5 because
I know. It's nothing like working for yourself, Desmond, huh?
Right.
Well, let me tell you, with that particular job, you will do well, and I'll tell you why. I have a nephew here in Washington, and that's what he did. He'd worked for, it was a UPS, FedEx. He worked for FedEx for years, and he got tired of working. As David said, I got tired of working for the man. Anyway, he opened up his own business, and by himself, he had two other workers, and but he started by himself, and what he did, he started cleaning people's houses, and it just grew from there. He's just, that boy's all over the place, and I mean, he's making money, okay? He's making money and gets paid daily. That's a good part about it. When you do that work,
like
you don't
that.
Have to wait on your money. You get paid right now. So, okay, Desmond, let me ask the angels here. What's south of you? They're saying that you could start. There's south of you. Is it like homes or apartments?
No.
Okay. They're just saying south of you. Okay.
South of me,
just,
I don't know.
Yeah, south of where
yeah.
you live. Anyway, there's opportunities there. That's what the angels are saying. So I mean, they're not showing me if it's just a house or an apartment building, but they're saying there's opportunities south. And you could start with two or three. I don't know if you have any cards printed up or just, you know, knock on doors. I don't know how safe that would be. I would more or less like look up that neighborhood and call people like soliciting in a way. Because all you want to do is get two or three and then, you know, it'll bounce. People will be like, yeah, call Desmond. He might can pick you up on Saturday, you know, clean up or whatever. So, I would do it. Go by phone first, then the knock on people's door. Apartment buildings, you probably... Yeah, you know, I wish you had a little card so you could just put on there and say Desmond's Cleaning Services, you know,
right.
Reasonable price, where you could stick it on everybody's door, stick it on the cars, you know, even if they're in the driveway and you're walking down the block, just stick it on the windshield or something, because that'll definitely get you callbacks, no doubt. Yep, you'll definitely get feedback. But for right now, well, if apartments, Yeah, you could go around and knock on the doors, but I'm thinking about your safety. That's why I'm saying, you know, if you had the carts, put them in every door, everybody will see it, you know. And
right.
Then the houses, yeah, you know, so much is happening. People might feel funny. You knock on the door and you're offering a service and they might go in the left field. So I would say on the residential areas, if you can pull up phone numbers in that area, you know, maybe, like I said, telephone soliciting, just call and say, look, I have this cleaning service available. Does your house need to be clean? I'm pretty reasonable. You know, I can get it done in one day. So the
right.
angels are saying it's a big possibility. But they're telling me that you'll grow way past that. You won't even go back, even look at a 9-to-5, because you'll be making so much money. You know, it'll be slow starting out, of course, till people get to know you and see, you know, how you clean, how good you are. But after that, the world is your oyster, you know. And like anything else, you know, each year your price is going to increase a little bit. Why? Because everything else go up, right? So
right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So my suggestion, yes, it'll be good. The angels are saying south from where you live right now. So whatever, like I said, apartment or house, you know, check into that. And you'll do good. You'll do good, Desmond. I can see that. You will do good. So I'm going to tell you right now, congratulations, young man. You're on the path. You're on the right path. You're doing good. Just if you can, get those cards. Ooh, let me tell you about business cards. You can get real cheap. Oh, what is that company? Somebody help me. It's only, you know, you get 500, but it's real cheap. Vistaprint. Write
Vistaprint,
that down. Yeah, V-I-S-T-A, Vistaprint. Because you just want a basic, just so you can put the card up there and they can give you a call and, you know, you start getting calls from people. And usually you can get your cards back, because I've used them for years. You can get your cards back in less than 2 weeks. It might even come within 7 days. It only takes longer if you put a lot of stuff, you know, you want a really fancy-dancy. But if you just want a basic card, look, Desmond's cleaning service, you know, you're the owner, blah, 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 whatever, you know, and go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. You're going to do good in this. You're going to do good. When you decide to make that change, it was for the best. It was for the best. So make your money, baby. Make your money. And call me now and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
All
Thanks
right.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, congratulations, young man. You're going to do good.
No, thank you.
Yeah, God bless you. All right. Mm-hmm. Have a good week, and thanks for calling. All right, next call is area code 412. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Pam. Thanks
Hi,
for taking
Pam.
My call.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Well, my question is, I just moved back a few months ago to Pennsylvania from the South.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you see any romance coming in, meeting anyone new.
Yeah, there's a guy coming Christmas. They're showing me right now. And that's going to be your Christmas gift. Yep. He's coming Christmas. Okay. Now, they said that really fast. They said, yes, Christmas. Now, let me see what this guy looks like. He's a businessman. And he's retiring next year. So get
yeah,
your pencil. Good. Write this down, because they're coming in pretty good. He's a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
He's about 6'3" to 6'4", I think more on 6'4". Medium built, you know, he's thick, but he's not fat. He's just built up like a football player. You know how those guys are. They're muscle bound, but they're thick. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? It's time for him to shave the rest of his hair off. He's trying to hold on around the sides. You need to let that go. Because he would look good with a bald head. He really would. He does have a diamond in his right ear that he wears. What else, angels? Very much single. You don't have to worry. He's just very much single. Children are grown. Does he have grandkids? A granddaughter. He has a granddaughter. but his kids are grown. He lives in a house, and it looks like a big home, you know, like a 3 or 4 bedroom home, but he's there by himself.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why, but he's there by himself. But anyway, what else can I tell you about him? And he lives in a rural area, so he's not near the main city. He, you know,
okay,
it looks
good.
Like 20 minutes, they just told me. The angel said he's 20 minutes from the main city. He's in the rural area.
Okay.
And he's in a an HOA community, to let you know. You know what an HOA is, right? Community?
No.
Oh, okay, where it's a development of houses, and it's restricted and limited. Like, you can get the house, but you can't have junk in front of your house. You know, your house has to maintain lawn look good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a HOA area.
Oh,
or,
I know what you mean. You know. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know.
Okay, no, you're fine, you're fine. But that's where he lives, so just let you know he's in a good community. That's what the angels are saying, very good community, yeah. What else, angels? And he's looking for love himself. How about that? He's looking
well,
for somebody.
That's good. I am.
yeah. He's looking for somebody. So, anyway, let me ask, angels, how are you going to meet this man? Parties. Oh, boy. You're going to be busy during the holidays. Getting invited to a lot of different things. That's good. You'll be busy enjoying.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, the angels saying parties. So yeah,
okay.
You're gonna be busy enjoying, which is a blessing. And that's where you're gonna meet him at the party. So remember the build and how he looked. He's got hair going around the back of his head. You know, when you see him, you'll agree. You'll be like, Linus was right. Why don't he shave that off? But anyway, you'll meet him at a party sometime from the 1st of December to Christmas. You're going to meet him before Christmas, or it could be right after Christmas, but it looks like the angels are saying you're going to meet him right before Christmas. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Right before. So, yeah. And good dude. I don't feel anything spiritually bad or negative about him. Good guy. Like I said, the only thing is next year he's thinking about retiring. Yeah. So he's good. He's single. He's got a foundation, got his own house, and, you know, go for it. I would tell you, when
sounds
you meet this
good.
Guy,
I can't wait.
Use your womanly wiles.
I better practice up on this.
Yeah, looks
hey,
good.
Thank you.
Looks real good.
Oh, good.
You're most
that's
welcome.
The best
thank
news
you
for I
calling.
For a while. Thank you so much.
You're
God bless
welcome.
You.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Calling. God bless
Bye.
You too. Have a wonderful week there, Kim. Okay, you're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with your girl Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. That's area code 727-2914. Okay, and the chat room is open, everybody. Sheha's in there, our intuitive life coach. So, you know, I'm glad you're calling in on the phone, but if you're a little shy and would rather be kind of private, then go into the chat room and, you know, ask her your question. Okay, area code 213, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Okay, this is Toyin.
I'm sorry?
My name is Toyin.
Toyin, okay. Am I
yes.
pronouncing that correctly,
yes.
Toyin?
Yep, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. And what can I answer for you this evening?
Well, I'm not sure if you just do general readings or do you need a specific question?
Specific question. I do general read. If you want to go to the website and you know, request a reading, then, yeah, I go into debt. You only get one question here. There, you got me for 30 minutes or an hour.
Another question.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So I've been, this is like a general question, but I've been kind of overwhelmed these past couple of months, and I was just wanting to ask, like, what do you think I should be focusing on? Like, as far as, because everything on my list seems like it's a high priority, but I feel like, you know, I'm being a little stretched thin. So,
the angel said you. As you were talking, I asked the angels, and they said you. You are the priority right now, spiritually, mentally, and physically. It's you. So while you've been, while you have been overwhelmed because you've let things get to you, some of it I know you can't help, you know, it's family, but the angels want you to take care of Toyin. You know, self-preservation is number one, right? To thy own self be true. And if you're not happy, how can you make somebody else happy? So you got to first love yourself. And so if it's getting next to you where it's like, you know, I'm getting tired of this shit, well, then it's time for you to back up, Toyin. It's enough. Back it up and say, you know what, I feel for you. I understand you have a problem, but right now I got to back away from that. It's a little too much for me, too much. You know, you got to think of your own body and your own mental health and your spirituality, right? You can be ever so loving and nice, but also people forget that and they take your kindness for weakness. You know, and we forget about us. We just soak in all these problems and everything that's going on because we love our family or our friends and we're listening to it. And then, you know, you go to sit down and you're like, God, I'm so drained. I'm exhausted. What the hell? You know? So that's when you have to say, you know what? I love me. And because I love me, I got to back away, you know, back away a little bit. You know, and give you time to catch your breath. You know, love you. Eat a bowl of ice cream. Watch TV, but love you for a minute, you know? Just enjoy toying.
Yeah.
That's what the angels are telling me. It's you.
Okay.
So
I think the main thing is I have a job that's kind of emotionally draining, so I was thinking about letting it go, but I'm not really for sure if I should do this, but
Toyin, that's another question. I would tell you to call back in and I'd answer that.
Yeah.
Call back in. I'll tell you about your job.
Okay.
All right. Because I got something, but I got to go on and answer some more questions. So call back in and ask.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller, area code 347. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tanika. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Tanika. How you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Good. Now, what can I answer for you tonight?
I just wanted to know about relationship for me, what you see in that area.
Oh, okay. Anybody you're talking to right now or you're interested in?
No, I'm just single.
No?
Haven't met anyone yet.
Okay. All right, let's ask the angels and see what they got going. Tanika, the first thing the angels told me, her attitude. What's that about, Tanika?
I don't know.
That's the first thing the angels told me, said her attitude. Okay. I mean, you know, you can kick people to the curb, but it's how you kick them to the curb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, angels is a man coming in. They're not showing me anybody for you right now. And I'm being honest because I don't believe in lying to you guys. If the angels and the guides show me, I tell you the truth. If they don't, I still tell you the truth. But I'm not picking up a man for you. The angels are saying you need to work on yourself. I don't know what that means, Tanika, but they said you need to work on yourself first. So they're not showing me any mail. Sorry. I asked.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make yourself happy. Like I just told the last caller, make yourself happy. When you're happy and love yourself, God will present bonuses to you. Bonuses could be a man, a new friend, more money. But when you love yourself, these things will happen. They will come. Not to say that you won't have, you know, trials or temptations, but it's just something about when you love yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically and say, okay, God, I'm ready. Bring it on. It comes. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And learn to forgive yourself, too. Three things I say every morning. I forgive myself because I don't know what the day holds. Only God knows that. So I get up in the morning, forgive me, forgive me. I love myself, and I thank you, God. And that's it, and I go about the day. You know, because sometimes we could even have bad thoughts, right? But I just say, forgive me. And I love myself, and I thank you, God, that I'm here, you know? Okay, got to move on. I didn't preach to you now.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a wonderful week, and God bless you, honey. God bless you. All right, next caller, area code 614. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Wilson.
You got to speak up, honey. I can barely hear you.
My name is Solson.
Solson. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Oh, Folson. Is that right? Folson?
Phil. Son.
Folson.
Yes.
Okay. Spell your name for me real quick.
Like fried, I like Agu, L like Larry, S like Sam, A like Apple, N like Nancy.
Oh, Fisan. Filsan. Okay, that sounds much better. Filsan. Oh, that's a nice name. I like that. All right, go on with it, girl. What can I answer for you today?
I have a question about love. What do you see for me coming up, if anything?
Okay, is anybody that you're interested in right now, or?
No.
No. Okay. All right, Filsan. Was your past relationship domestic violence?
No, not in a relationship, but I guess you could say like harassment outside of a relationship.
Okay. There is someone coming the last week of December. Yep, the last week of December there's someone coming. And this guy's a different culture than you. He might be Filipino, but he's a different culture. But you will meet him the last week of December. And it's a fun time. It's a gathering. It's a gathering. It could be family or friends, Filson, but that's where you're going to meet this guy. And they're showing me right now, yeah, I think he is Filipino. He's like about 5'9", 5'10", in that height, medium built. And, yeah, you'll meet him. It's a gathering. I think somebody's having a New Year's party or dinner or something just prior to New Year's. And so that's when you meet him. What else can you tell me, angels? Yeah, that's it. That's it, yeah.
About
kids?
If he has
no.
any?
Yep. Oh, does he have any kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, three.
Okay.
Three children. But he's single. He's been divorced. He's been divorced for about 3 years. So, but yeah, he does have three children, and they're all elementary age, just to let you know. Yeah. Okay.
Good looking.
That's all they show me. He's comfortable to the eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's comfortable to the eyes. You know. Why am I getting a pain in my head right now while I'm talking to you? What's going on with you? Do I need to dig deeper? I got a pain right across the right side of my head. What are you doing, Filson? Are you not doing anything? No, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to ask you. Are you doing any spiritual stuff?
Besides self-love, no.
No, I mean like with candles, incense, anything like that, music?
No.
Okay.
Is it negative? All right.
Well, my headache went away when I asked you, so that made me wonder. After I asked you those questions, my headache left. So it's kind of confirmation that you're doing something. I don't know what it is, but you're doing something. But anyway, I'll just say this, Filson, because I got to move on. Whatever you do in the spiritual world, do it for the good. If you do it for the bad, it will come back, and it'll be double on
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Very good. That's what I want to hear. All right, girlfriend, I'm sorry. That's all I saw. December, the end of December, and a Filipino guy. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Wish you the very best. Have a wonderful week. All right, next. Oh, you know what? I didn't even go in the chat room. Oh, now she's in there by herself. Okay. Next call, area code 860. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Amala. How are you?
Hi, Amala. Haven't spoke to you in a minute. How's things going, girl?
I'm doing okay. It's the same type of question. I'm not seeing anybody, nobody. I am looking for Mr. Right for me, complimentary relationship. He knows what he wants, who reflects who I am. I don't have to teach him. I'm not the spiritual teacher, none of that in the relationship. He just knows who he is, and we are awesome together.
Girl, we all looking for Prince Charming, okay? Long as he ain't X-Files, I guess we'll all, us ladies, will be okay. If he's X-Files, we better run. Oh, okay, let's see, Amala, what's going on, angels? Oh, there's a black man. African-American, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, we say black, but I don't know. People listening in, I don't want anybody to be offended. He's an African-American man. And he has something to do in the entertainment field.
Okay.
What is it, angels? Oh, he puts on, not concerts. Oh, my God. He's been doing this for a while, too. He looks like he's good at it.
Okay.
Not concerts. You know, like when it's, come on, Lord. What is it? It's like if he said he was going to have a party and it's going to be at the VFW, okay? But there's a name for it because everybody brings their own liquor. It's like a BYOB.
Oh,
they bring
okay.
their own liquor and but it's a dance. It's a dance. I guess yeah.
Okay.
You can drink and. And dance. I'm sorry, Amma. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, he's been doing this for quite a while, so I'll just say that what he does is he goes around and puts on dances at different places, you know, maybe even sometime for clients. But it just brings in money. So that's what he does in the entertainment field. And he's known. He is well known, so he's good at what he does. And it looks like that's where you're going to meet him, at one of his functions.
Okay. Do you know when this might happen?
I'm sorry?
Do you know when this might happen?
Yeah, because he's doing this like every weekend. Yeah, well, this is his job. This is how he makes
yeah.
his money. But he's working for a corporation. That's why I'm sorry I can't think of the correct name of this when you
no,
have dances
okay.
and drinks. November.
Okay.
They're telling me, the yeah. angel said any time in November. So, like I said, you're going to meet him at one of his functions. But they said any time
okay.
in November. It's just up to you. I guess if you go out now, where his dances and stuff are, I don't know. But you're going to go with a girlfriend. I do see that. You're going to go
okay.
with a girlfriend. And ask, when you go to these functions, ask who
is hosting.
Who's the head guy here? Or who's the
yeah.
person that's putting it on? Because that'll be
okay.
your guy.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah,
that'll
there's
be
a lot
your
of
guy.
Parties going on and things in November. Yeah, that sounds
promising. Okay, and let me tell you, he's dressed nice. He has salt and pepper hair, and he wears glasses. He's got some
okay.
funky glasses. But what the angels are showing me right now, they're funky. I like them. But anyway, he has salt and pepper hair, and his hair is cut real short. He wears
okay.
it real close. Yeah, very,
okay.
very business, but like an intellectual. You know he's about business, even though everybody's having gobs of fun. Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
But like I said, he's in. Yeah, he goes around and just down, but he's known. So when you, in November, as you go out and enjoy with your girlfriend or whoever, this man is known. Once you meet him, then I want you to start like, what's your seven digits, huh? <You know.
laughs> Okay.
Yeah. Because I see you really enjoying. He's a good guy, too. He's a good guy.
Awesome.
It's almost like you got to keep up with him because he's always on the go. So if you guys start dating, it's like, woo-hoo, you know. But
wow.
that's okay. That's his lifestyle. That's what he does. He's got to be going
right.
because, you know, to set up these
that's how he goes.
Concert,
yeah,
but dances. Yeah.
Interesting.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, let me know. Give me a call in November when you start partying. And be sure when you go to these places now, who's putting this on? I want to know.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Good. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're
right,
welcome
you
and have a wonderful
thank
week.
You.
And thanks for calling. Always a treat
okay,
to talk
you.
To you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Ooh. Next caller, area code 856. Who's
hi,
this? This is Linus.
Hi,
I'm sorry. Who's
Maria.
This?
Rosemaria. How are
Rosemaria.
You?
Rosemaria. Hi, Rosemaria. Very good. I'm Rosemaria. Oh, Rosemaria. Yeah, how are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing good. A little bit better today.
Good, good, good. I'm glad.
A little bit better. Whatever you can pick up, trying to find a new job, better myself, and everything else, relationship, you name it. Whatever you can pick up, whatever's easiest.
Well, but what's most important to you? Because when I go to the angels, it's your priority. What's your priority right now? You really need to know.
I don't want to be by myself no more. Relationship.
You don't want to be what? I'm sorry.
By myself anymore. No, I don't want to be by
romance.
Myself.
Romance, okay. No, there's nothing wrong with that, please. Who doesn't want romance in their life?
Right.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay. Wow. Was there a guy recently that you wanted to take your fist and just boom in his forehead? Not too long ago,
yeah.
maybe a month or so back. Okay. The angels are laughing, and I'm laughing because the angel said you were right, Rosemarie. Whatever transpired between you and this guy, they said you were right. But they're showing me, like, you take your fist and, like, are you listening? You're stupid. Boom. You know, he hit me.
Yeah.
That's over and done with, but they were just showing me, and they were laughing. It was, like, funny, like, yeah, she did the right thing. Okay, now what's coming up, angels? I guess that's validation for you. Nothing for you to feel bad about. What's coming up? There's a Catholic Oh, yeah, I see you there with a couple of girlfriends. It's a Catholic dance. It's something they're functioning is coming up in November. There's two. There's an All Saints around Halloween that the church is going to be having. But it's they call it All Saints. That, you know, you dress up in one of the biblical characters. So you'll meet a guy there. And then also in November, they're throwing another little gathering. This is still at the church, but it's a dance. I see this more like, you know, it's a lot of adults together, but they're, you know, you're just kind of sitting around and you can dance and talk, eat, you know, can't drink because you're in church, but unless it's wine. But anyway, I'm just being facetious there. But, yeah, it's in the church. But you have a good time. I believe, Rosemary, you're going to meet this guy in November more than All Saints Day here the latter part of October. I see him more prominent in November that you're going to meet him. But it's at church. You're going to meet him at church. So if you have a Catholic church that every now and then, you know, you go to, or maybe you go to every Sunday, find out what their schedules are coming up for the end of October and also what their schedule is in November. Now I'm getting it. The angel said it's like a meet and greet. That's what it is, the one in November. Yeah, it's a meet and greet. So I guess it's like new people joining church or maybe new people just coming in wanting to know about it, whatever. Yeah. So it's a meet and greet, but there's food, and it is dancing because I see people down, but they're downstairs. I see them as like maybe the basement of the church where this is held, this little meet and greet thing. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So two times, be prepared, either October, All Saints Day, or either November.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. End October.
Okay, yeah, let me know. Nothing wrong with that. Listen, you can't go wrong meeting somebody in church, can you? No.
Well, you never know.
Well, yeah, you got a point, because sinners is everywhere, huh? Hello, somebody. Touche, one for Rosemary. Okay, let me move on. I got to get a couple more calls in before I go. Let me know.
Thank you. All right, I will.
Okay, you most have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling.
You too.
All right. Next call, area code 213. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Linus. It's Twin. I was calling back in.
Okay, that's okay.
Toyin,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was calling back in. You told me you had something with my job, and I was like wanting to know what it was.
Right. Hold, okay. Yes, because it was coming in, but, you know, I needed to get to the other calls. Let's see. Okay, the first thing I got was toxic, backbiting. You know, that's the people that have that knife in your back. Backbiting. A manager that's worthless. Am I correct? They're telling me your manager is. You're the manager? Then it's your director.
Who's ever over you? But, yeah, he's a nice person, but he's not a very effective manager. But
okay.
A nice person.
All right. So you validated that. You know I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, I kind of got that. It's kind of getting wet. It's because I'm a, it's kind of making my job harder because, you know.
He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, right?
Yeah, he's not teaching.
Have you thought about moving to another job? Because you know what, you got a brilliant mind on you. Are you just settling right now because there's money coming in?
Yes, basically, yeah.
Okay.
And
I want you to start looking. Get on the computer this week when you get in from work and start looking. Even the angels are telling me you're greater than that. your purpose is greater than that. It's like you're down here. I mean, your company is down here, and you're way up here. So the angels are saying you're greater. You're greater than that. That's why I asked, well, maybe she's settling. I don't know.
yes, but, yeah, anyway. But, so kind of settling. But the money is coming in, so I kind of probably need to stick with it until I have something else secure and, like, you know.
Well,
but
you know, I'll put
I
it
do
like
get
this.
Some type of fulfillment from it, so.
I'll put it like this. The first of the year, then, when January comes in, I would say that would be the time for you to start looking for another job. That way, at least you end the year, you know, you give them the best 2 more months, because holiday is always a busy time, too. So, you know, to the end of the year.
Right.
But January, I would start working, because your soul surpassed that. You know, you're a PhD working with a GED. Now, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. That's why the angels are saying you're greater. You're so much greater than that. Your purpose is greater than that. You know?
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, pop your collar, sister. You're good at what you do.
So I have to. Yeah, but you were telling me about the backbiting.
Yeah,
the backbiting.
Toxic,
is it going? Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be something that I can deal with until January. Yes, I try to keep a low profile as much as I can, but.
Well, let me help you. Toyin, do you have some sea salt in the house? Do you have sea salt?
Sea salt? Yes, I think I do, actually.
Okay. Put you a little bit in a container. You know, well, a little bit more, because this one you're going to put in your desk. Drawer at the back of the drawer.
Okay.
The sea salt. This keeps negativity away from around your desk. Also, I want you to carry it in your pocket, a little small container, whether it's your pants pocket or your jacket pocket. Just keep that with you, and you'll notice certain people won't come up to you because the negative can sense it. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
So this protects you, energy wise.
Yes.
Okay. Thank Just you. Protects you from. That caustic stuff that's out there, okay?
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much, and thanks for taking my second call.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, y'all, they told me I got 60 seconds and I'm off the air. I want to thank, let me go in the chat room. I want to thank Sheha, Angel Sherub, guest 1127, and also the other guests that were in there. I want to thank you for coming into the show, and definitely Sheha, because she's our intuitive life coach, so always a treat for her to be there, and a helpmate. We'll be back on, Friday traffic jams. Y'all better come on and check me out. I ain't playing. I'm good at playing this music now. I may be old, but I'm young at heart. Okay. Now, if no one's told you they love you today, I do. And as I always say, it is my pleasure and my honor to answer the questions. Have a good week, everybody, and be good to yourself. Okay. Oh.